Amen.
Drinking a German beer with a Cuban cigar in the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulder. She probably studied abroad. She transferred to Harvard from King's College in March.
We're back at the Slaughterhouse here in Rock Hill at the corner of Ignite in Manchester. Man, I highly recommend you come by and check out the Slaughterhouse. You can hang out at the bar. Let me hear you, Slaughterhouse. Let me hear you now. That's my DJ work right there, Dr. Staley. You like that?
You brought him to life. I like it.
Make some noise! At the corner of McKnight and Manchester. And they've got the patio going. Over 80 canned craft beers. Hang out at the bar. You know, apparently they have a... There's a beer here, and it has a pink pig on it, and it's labeled as the best beer in the world.
Come on.
And it's the most expensive canned beer in the world. I think it's $12 a can.
So it's like getting a beer at Busch Stadium.
It's like going to Busch and getting half a beer. But it's $12.
Let's try it.
For a can of, I know, I want to try it, actually, with the pink pig on it. So order the beer with the pink pig on it. It's supposed to be the best beer in the world. It's like $12, but it's well worth it, is what they tell me. Coffee, good or bad for you, Dr. Staley?
Well, I can tell you I've never met an athlete that doesn't drink coffee.
Really?
So I would say everything in moderation is not bad for you. Coffee gets you going in the morning. I have no problem with it.
All right, but I hear that coffee can extend your life. There's been studies now that have been done and perform that indicate and show that coffee can actually help you live longer. Do you buy into that?
Well, you know, I saw that study, and there's no question that the study was actually good quality, and the people that they interviewed and talked to, that whole part of the country, a lot of European people as well, but they did live longer. So I think there's something to it.
You know, a lot of Europeans smoke cigarettes, too. You know, somebody who was Charlie Marlowe from our station just got back from his honeymoon. He was over like in Iceland and Switzerland. He said when he was in Switzerland, he could not believe how many people were smoking. Yet the age expectancy or whatever in that country is far greater than what it is here. Like, they live forever.
Well,
you're not
going to
sit there and recommend
smoking. I
don't
think that's an excuse to start smoking, no. I think that might be the atmosphere over there. Certainly not from the cigarettes.
All right, so they say drinking coffee leads to a longer life. Like, how much coffee do you recommend people drink per day? Is it something they should drink all day long, or you think they should have their morning cup of coffee and then put it down to the next day?
No, I think in moderation. You know, a couple cups of coffee a day is perfectly fine. It's coffee to you and me might be different than coffee to people that line up at Starbucks.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It all depends what you add to your coffee.
Yeah.
If you're having a teaspoon of coffee and 10 teaspoons of sugar and chocolate and whipped cream, it's not the exact same thing as coffee.
Yeah.
So, you know, coffee kind of spans a big term here. That's the problem.
What's the type of coffee you were showing me earlier, the bullet coffee?
A bulletproof coffee.
Bulletproof.
Or butter coffee.
Butter coffee, yeah, okay.
And if you would have asked me that 10 years ago and said, hey, is it a good idea to put butter in your coffee and coconut oil or these medium chain triglycerides, I would have said you're crazy. That's saturated fat. You know, it's that's silly. But now there's actually studies that show taking your coffee, adding butter, adding these MCT oils keeps you full longer, keeps you alert and energized longer throughout the day, and you actually lose weight and your cholesterol numbers look better.
Really?
Yeah, and it's
so that's the objective. So you lose weight because you're full. You're not hungry all day.
Yeah, it's great for fullness. It's great for energy.
Uh-huh.
There's some studies that show this MCT oil, which is again the kind of oil that coconut oil is, but it stands for medium chain triglycerides. That oil bypasses a lot of your digestive tract and goes more towards your liver, so you feel it faster.
Yeah.
So you're energized and you're full and you don't have to have that mid-morning snack.
Do you believe in breakfast? You think breakfast is the most important meal of the day or no?
I believe in breakfast, absolutely. Just what kind of breakfast you eat.
Okay.
You know, I still want the breakfast to have protein, not so high on the carbs.
Okay.
But, you know, we still need the protein in the breakfast time.
Do you think kids need to live by the same rules as adults? Like, if you have little kids in the house, do you need to watch how much carbs you're giving them? Like, I've got little kids, 6, 3, and 1. You know, like, do you have to watch how much sugar? I can understand. You don't want to overload them with sugar. Sugar's not good for anybody at any age. But what about carbs?
Well, again, it all depends. I mean, if you're genetically in a place where your family's going to be big, you know, you know that's going to set up for people for obesity down the road, then the earlier you start, the better, you know, especially for kids. You know, we hear all this trouble with, you know, cigarettes, but obesity is actually a bigger problem. You know, there's more diseases associated with that, and, you know, that's going to be an issue that we have to address pretty soon.
Because that's all kids want. That's all they want is, like, it was so hot yesterday. It was too hot to go swimming even, you know, because, like, my wife's got a little one-year-old. She took him to a place called Sweetology. It's like in Ladue, whatever. You go in there, you make your own cupcakes.
Right.
You know, it's like they come home with these monstrous cupcakes.
Right.
After they've been having candy all day long in the house. Like, so, you know, it's like how much is too much, you know? Like, my kids are pretty proportionate, but at the same time, I just hate overloading them with sugar.
Right. And again, there's some genetic issues with this, with the families that are going to be obese down the road. You can't stop kids from having sugar. It's never going to happen.
Right.
You know, so everything in moderation, again, I feel is fine. Absolutely fine. And we, you know, as you get older and you get a little wiser, you know, and they get into sports, they're going to realize what a good meal is. So you're not going to ruin them for life for doing that.
You think fries are worse for you than the burger?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No question about it.
I mean, Dr. Lehman said that last week without hesitation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the oil. It's pure carbohydrate. You know, it's a pure insulin rush. I mean, that's the issue. So, yeah, I have no problem with the protein. You know, the whatever. It's the slider, the chicken, the beef, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. What's the best time of day to exercise?
Well, there's debate on this.
Okay.
So if you're just starting an exercise program, it's really good to have a certain time of day. So you know you're going to exercise. Here we go. And it helps. People like the schedule. They like the program. You know, they feel good. They lose weight. If you're going to start a program, I'd say start in the morning. I think that's going to keep you energized throughout the day.
Really?
And that's what a lot of studies show. You know, if you're morning exercise, you feel better, you know, and you stick with it. Now, the problem is, a couple months down the road when life gets in the way and you miss a morning workout and then you say, well, I can't work out in the afternoon because I always work out in the morning. And so,
or you have work or other obligations or whatever.
Obviously. So there's a lot of, you know, things that come into play, and I don't want people to get stuck just working out in the morning. It's really when you get past a certain point and you know you feel good exercising, then it's like, I have to get to the gym. I have to work out. I don't care if it's morning or afternoon. I just have to sweat. I have to do something.
All right. Dr. Staley, great stuff, man. Appreciate it. Again, U.S. Center for Sports Medicine, let people know the best number to get a hold of you if they want to get in touch with you.
Yeah, call the office, 314-909-1666.